Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is our Medical Monday, and we're talking about proton therapy for cancer patients. My guests are Dr. William Regine, Executive Director of the Maryland Proton Treatment Center, and Pamela Thomas. She's a patient who has received the proton therapy. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Barbara, calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Barbara, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Doing just fine, thanks.
Good. Well, my husband, turning 72 years old, he was diagnosed with Glasgow. I can't pronounce it. I know it's Glasgow something. It's with the brain tumor. And we go to a hospital here in Maryland now, and they say that this tumor that he has is no cure for it. He said it grows very rapidly. But my husband, we just found out last year in October, so it'll be a year this year that he's still with me. He's saying it grows so rapidly. I want to know, is there anything else I can do or buy some other kind of treatment?
What part of the body is this tumor?
Sir?
What part of the body? You said it's a, I couldn't hear you.
You say it was a brain tumor?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I think it sounds like he might have a glioblastoma, and you said was treated in October and still doing okay.
Yes, sir.
So one of the uses for proton therapy, if his tumor should grow back, but it sounds like he's doing well, is re-irradiation. So fortunately, some of the newer drugs we're giving patients are making radiation work better, but still some patients might have their tumor regrow after months or a few years. And clearly, the tumor hasn't spread anywhere else. So if you're going to give radiation again, since protons are so much more localized, that is a group of patients that can benefit from proton therapy, getting a second course of radiation. And he might be a patient in the future, hopefully not. But if this tumor should grow back, proton therapy would definitely be a consideration, ma'am.
Okay. Barbara, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We had a caller mention photon therapy. What's the difference?
Photon is the standard radiation that's available. There's probably 20 centers within 30 minutes of downtown D.C.
Mm-hmm. So when someone says they're getting radiation therapy, they're usually referring to photon therapy?
Right. So one of the things we're excited about by having the Maryland Proton Treatment Center come online is, if I told you, like I said, 20 to 30% could benefit from this. Our treatment is typically 5 days a week for 5 to 6 weeks. So imagine when we didn't have a proton center, the closest facility you'd have to go to Philly, north. Closest facility south would be Florida. And closest facility west would be out in pretty much St. Louis. So imagine if a patient we thought could benefit, like Ms. Thomas, from proton therapy. You would have to have the means to get up and leave from the Baltimore, Washington area and go to one of those places, live for 5-6 weeks because our treatment's all week long. And that's really not available for most patients. So what we're excited about is now we have another tool in our toolbox to fight cancer. And that tool provides hope, right? And there's no greater hope you can give the patient than knowing you have every possible tool to help in their battle against cancer.
Does insurance cover this, and how much does this treatment cost
great question.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so that's what standard radiation is. It's just that you can do it with proton therapy. So Medicare will cover most, and there are insurances many will cover. Especially at the Maryland Proton Treatment Center, because we're very unique. There are about 22 centers in the country. We're now one of only two in the country where the cost of proton therapy at the Maryland Proton Treatment Center is the same as the cost of photon therapy at University of Maryland.
So, Pam, you had insurance at the time that you were undergoing treatment?
I did, and I'm so glad I get to talk on this because I don't think Dr. Regine, he's going to take the humble road and he's not going to tell you, but he himself personally called my insurance to be an advocate for me, which I thought was amazing. I don't know what kind of doctors take that extra step to make sure that you get the best care that you can possibly get. I knew I needed to be at the Maryland Proton Center, and at first my insurance said no, you know, because it's new and they don't know about it, you know. So I completely understand where insurance was coming from, just because everybody wants to put you into that regular radiation.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Rajim, he said, no, you know what, let me just try again, and we'll, you know, I'll talk to the people, and we'll get this figured out. So he called me back about a week later, and he said, hey, they approved it if you want to come on in. And I was so excited.
Mm-hmm. And there were two things.
That's where I needed to be, you know?
There were two things. And by the way, Ms. Thomas, thank you. It's just great hearing that you're doing well. I look forward to seeing you very soon, by the way.
I have an appointment with you next week.
Okay.
And she's having a dinner party tonight, and you're not invited, so okay. That's another conversation. Right. But no, I'm kidding. Did you hear the dishes in the background?
Yeah, I've been celebrating since I left. Yes.
I'm joking, of course, Pam, but I'm glad that you are in, you know, a position to, you know, celebrate, because as we, you know, cancer is so devastating to all communities, and you sound great, and for you to be able to entertain and not have this to worry about certainly is a blessing. So we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
I was going to say the two things that help with insurance, especially with her and even the ones we're talking to now for many patients, is one, we're reminding them that the form of proton therapy we're giving at Maryland Proton Treatment Center is actually newer and more advanced than what previously they had might have had to deal with prior patients. And second, that if they were to say no in a patient we had said could clearly benefit from it, they literally would be walking across the street and getting standard radiation at the same cost. So it's not like there's going to be a cost savings, and they would cover that. So that has really helped the conversation. And really increase the access to the patients who could benefit from this therapy, like Ms. Thomas.
Let me catch up with some of these phone calls. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Deborah calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Thanks for calling, Deborah. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was calling to find out. My son was just diagnosed with cancer, and he has a tumor on his face, his saliva gland. He had surgery in a week, and after that, they were saying that he needed to receive radiation and chemo. And it definitely told me that the radiation and chemo more than likely would affect, you know, some of the cells in his jaw. And I was trying to, and I asked them about the proton, so they really haven't responded back to me with that to see whether or not that was something after his surgery that I should look into. And trying to have, you know, to get those kind of treatments.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're talking about cancers in the, near the face or in the face, like Ms. Thomas, there are so many critical nerves and structures like the salivary glands, the eyes, the back of your brain, actually. So one of the things you can go is go onto the website, and we have an ability for you to request a consultation that we can do over the phone, take some information, and give you some sense if it's a possibility it's worth coming up to be seen.
Okay.
Yes, because the cancer is actually on his main saliva gland.
Yep, sure. And there's a lot of critical nerves in that region, and it also could be near his hearing. So, yeah, proton therapy could definitely be a benefit. How old is he?
He's 42.
32?
42.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's young in my book, so that's another reason you might want to think about proton therapy.
Well, you can find the information on the web, Deborah, at mdproton.com. That's mdproton.com. So thank you so much, and good luck to both of you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ted calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Ted. What's on your mind?
How you doing, sir?
Doing just fine.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have an aunt who is going through her third bout of cancer. Actually, two aunts, and they have cervical cancer. So I was wondering, would they be candidates? My aunt, the one who's going through her third bout, she's about 83 years old. So we're a little concerned about her age, but I really don't mind her doing chemo again.
Yeah, it depends. You know, if it's a case where they've had previous, usually we treat cervix cancer with radiation. If they've had previous radiation and it's still only localized to the cervix area and surgery is not an option, that's a potential where you're going to do re-irradiation. Protons could be helpful.
Okay. Ted, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 7810-202-319-7810-BILL, calling from Hampton, Virginia. Bill, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Bill, sorry about that. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you go. Right, go right ahead, Bill. What's on your mind?
So thank you for your program. It's very informative, and it's a very, very important health issue with regard to the black community.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Virginia, black men are twice as likely to die from prostate cancer than white men. It's an epidemic in some areas, like in the Hampton Roads area where Hampton University is located, where our city leads the Commonwealth in cancer deaths. City of Portsmouth leads the state by far. This is so much information, and that is why, and the facility up there is doing great work, but we also have a proton cancer institute here at Hampton University, which is the largest standalone facility here, basically because of the huge disparity that black men and women are having and are dying needlessly from cancer. And it's a whole lot of work to be done, and I commend the folks in Maryland for what they're doing, but to also let the other folks in the communities know that this is key. Our health and our very survival can be just counted on by this. Even though black women have lower incidence of breast cancer, black women by far leads white women in issues with cancer in the breast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so much going on out there that we really need to know about it. And I want to commend your people on the program today and the patient that called in today. There are alternatives. There's one in Maryland. And if you're down here in the Hampton Roads area, there's the Hampton Roads, Hampton University Proton Therapy Institute that's ready and willing to educate and to treat you.
Okay. Well, Bill, thank you so much for sharing that information, which brings me to another question, Dr. Regine. Are there any types of cancer where proton therapy would not work? Are there stages at which also where it would not be appropriate to use this kind of therapy?
Sure. Well, the example, we had a call earlier, right, about a patient with multiple myeloma. So certain tumors that require only very low dose of radiation to be taken care of, that might be a tumor where you don't need proton therapy. Certain stages, if you have the type of cancer that has spread to multiple parts of the body, that focus generally is more towards chemotherapy, and usually proton therapy is not used when it's stage 4 cancer.
Mm-hmm. I need to take a break, and we're about to let Pam get to her celebratory dinner party. But Pam, do you have any parting words you want to share with us before the break?
Yeah, actually, I would. First off, I wanted to say thank you to Dr. Regine for being available for me the way he was. I mean, I really feel like with the decision that I made the best decision for myself possible, and I was really blessed. Like, you know, like I just ended treatment just a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, yeah, I'm having a dinner party now. I never stopped eating, and being that it was in my mouth, you know, that's where all of the pain was and everything, and I didn't have those severe symptoms like everyone else, you know, that I've heard has had these symptoms, you know. And you go into this proton therapy center, and it's brand new. It's state-of-the-art equipment. The facility is completely open to you. They will take you to tours of every nook and cranny of this, you know, facility and show you exactly how everything works and what you're getting yourself into, really. You know, you even get to meet the geniuses behind the scenes who mm-hmm. are, I think they have some, you know, people working on the computers back there and just making sure that everything is running smoothly. And you get to meet them. You get to meet the staff, the people that I had looking out for me. And there's Racy, Anna, Jess. And these four girls made life so much easier. They greet you with a smile when you walk in. And actually, we're getting ready to try to plan a girls' night out.
So. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Pam. Yeah. I've got to go to a break. Thank you again so much for sharing with us, and certainly the best of health for you today and in many days ahead. We're going to take a break. Take care of yourself, Pam. We'll be back in just a moment. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. It's a Medical Monday. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Of course, this is our Medical Monday, and we're talking about proton therapy for cancer patients. My guest is Dr. William Regine, Executive Director of the Maryland Proton Treatment Center. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Still have a lot of questions for you, Dr. Regine, and something we've not touched upon yet. How does this differ from chemotherapy, not only in how it's done, but also the side effects and the purpose for each, proton and chemo?
Good question. So chemotherapy is what we give to take care of the cancer that might have spread somewhere in your body. So when you give chemotherapy, it's literally working throughout your body, and the side effects can be more general, like nausea or feeling tired and great fatigue. Whereas with radiation, we're focused on typically where a particular cancer spot is or where it started. And the side effects then are just localized to that area. Where protons can help is if that tumor is in a place that's near a critical structure like the heart or the lung or the rectum or the bladder, and you need to get a high enough dose to try to cure that cancer, protons should allow you in many cases to get a higher dose in, improve the outcomes with less side effects to patients.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've heard a lot tonight about the age of patients, and in several cases, we've heard some of our callers talk about youth, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds. Is there an age at which this would not be appropriate, whether you're a senior citizen or a child, for example?
Not necessarily. Actually, age in some way makes it more appropriate. So if you're, for instance, pediatric patients, right, they're very, very sensitive to radiation. Good news is we cure most pediatric cancer patients, but when you have to use radiation to cure their tumors, because their bodies and tissues are growing, they're that much more sensitive to radiation. So a lot of patients we treat are pediatric patients. Otherwise, younger patients, young adults, and now I'm 55, everything seems younger. if you are somebody who has a relatively, good life expectancy and you have a curable cancer, then protons can be of great benefit. So it really is not an age thing. We treat 70-year-old patients who, they're great shapes, they're running, and they have a cancer where there's an organ that's nearby that's going to cause some issue with side effect. And in many of them, not all, proton therapy can make a dramatic difference in terms of reducing the side effects during treatment, increasing the cure rate after treatment, and most importantly, it's one thing to cure a cancer patient, but to cure them without giving them some late damage to tissue years down the road is even more important.
And then what about some of the more, the cancers that we've heard about that, that are often, fatal, pancreatic cancer, cancer of the liver, kidney cancer. Is this less about where it is and more about how big it is?
No, it's actually mostly about where is it located with respect to any normal tissue. And then what I kind of explained to the patient, if I took your tumor out of your body and put it in a jar, I could radiate and cure every tumor. When I put it in the human body, the challenge of curing with radiation is that there's some normal tissue that may receive too much of that extra dose or low dose spread from standard radiation. And in those cases, proton therapy can allow us to more safely deliver the cancer-curing doses. Example, you just said patients with liver cancer. Mm-hmm. So worldwide, the most common cancer is liver cancer. We see a lot at University of Maryland because we have a big liver transplant program. Many of those patients already have some sickness to their liver that you can't give a lot of radiation because you're going to end up hurting the normal liver that's left. There's been some nice studies just done in the last year published that show dramatic improvement in cure rate with patients with liver cancers with use of proton therapy.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dan calling from Baltimore. Dan, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I was just wondering, how long does this proton treatment take, like, on a daily basis, if I was you know, going to miss work or something? Does that interrupt people's lives a lot? How does that work?
Well, that's a nice thing. So one, when you have side effects from cancer therapy, that's usually what will disrupt your life. Good news, this therapy typically takes minutes. The whole process takes about 30 minutes. By the time you get into the treatment room, they set you up, they aim things, and then they deliver the treatment. We do a scan to make sure the treatment's in the right precise place. It's typically right now on average, most of our patients are treated within 30 minutes.
Wow.
They're not having many side effects, and any typically patients who are working are able to continue work during this therapy.
So, and I want to leave Dan on the phone because I'm sure, Dan, you'd like to hear more about this. So,
yeah.
And help out the layman here. When we were talking to Pam earlier, and she was saying that she had, you know, this cancer in her jaw area, is this kind of like being at the dentist's office where you've got the leather vest on your chest, for example, or how does that work? I mean, yeah. do they put you under?
So it's if anybody's had
I said leather, I meant lead.
Yeah.
Lead.
No,
lead.
So it's that the beams are that precise. You don't have to put lead elsewhere in the body. Around the body. So patients are laying on a table, similar to if anybody's had a CAT scan or an MRI, except it's not a closed tunnel. It's very wide open. The machine actually delivers the beam from what we call a gantry, which revolves around the patients. It's a nice distance away for patients that are typically not getting claustrophobic like you might get on an MRI or a CAT scan. So it's really fairly, I think one of the calls earlier said it's usually most patients say it's much easier than when they take chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
It's really such a focal area aiming at. It's lying on a table, 30 minutes typically, and you're out back doing what you need to do and get on with your life.
Dan, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. How long? You mentioned, 5 weeks, so you're saying this would be once a day. Is that 5 days a week, 7 days a week?
So, most commonly, it's Monday through Friday for about 5 to 6 weeks. What we see that will happen, because proton therapy allows us to deliver the treatment so much more precisely, we are already conducting studies that now the treatments, and I would say in the very near future, will start getting shorter because we can deliver it that more safely. Instead of taking 5-6 weeks to treat a tumor Monday through Friday, we'll start reducing it to Monday through Friday in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So we'll be able to deliver it much faster, just as safe, but with less side effects.
It's interesting because Pam made the comment that the facility is relatively new. And earlier you said prior to the Maryland Proton Treatment Center, there was only like St. Louis and Philadelphia and Florida. Why isn't this offered more widely in the hospitals and medical treatment areas in this region?
Very expensive to build. Our facility is a five-room center, takes $200 million to build it. I think you'll see some more centers pop up. But in general, most people view this and how we developed the Maryland Proton Treatment Center. We looked at it as a regional resource. Because it's so expensive, we did all we can to make it accessible to all the patients in the Mid-Atlantic area by making it, one, cost-neutral to the standard radiation. We've developed what we call a concierge program. It's amazing how many people drive downtown Baltimore for a Ravens game. Mm-hmm. When it comes to cancer, nobody wants to drive downtown Baltimore. So what we do is make it easy. It's a very stressful thing, such as Ms. Thomas had to go through. So when you come in that first day, you're actually met at the front door. There's free valet parking. Someone will hold you by the elbow and walk you right through your entire experience, and we do everything we can to relieve what is already a stressful experience.
So if you're, let's say you're being treated, at, GW Hospital, or if you're being treated at GBMC, Greater Baltimore Medical Center, and they don't have these facilities, would they refer you to you, or how does that work?
So one of the unique things at our center, one, they could refer, and that's what many people do. We've actually treated patients from GW and GBMC. The other thing we've done is we've opened the center to large physician groups in the region who want to be credentialed and go through the training that all of our docs have went through. And so we have providers from D.C. area, from Pennsylvania now, and elsewhere in Baltimore who are now bringing their patients for treatment and actually doing the treatment themselves.
I only have about a minute left. Some final thoughts about this, you know, proton therapy, obviously something that you are, you know, are helping to, you know, to grow, to make, you know, healthcare, you know, more efficient as it relates to, you know, to cancer patients. But if you could just say one thing to patients who are considering this, who are still concerned, what do you tell them?
Go to the website.
Okay.
To make it accessible at mdproton.com, we have a form that asks some simple information, and we will get back to you. And many times, like it was for Ms. Thomas, a physician will call you back to answer the question you may have. And really, when it comes to cancer, the best thing we can do is make sure that – and a patient can do is make sure that they've searched, and that's what she did, searched to see that any possible tool – that can be used to improve their outcome is being made available.
Do the homework.
Yeah, do the homework, and that having every tool is what gives you the greatest hope for cure.
Well, I want to thank you, Dr. William Regine, for sharing with us tonight. Lots of great information. Of course, you're the executive director of the Maryland Proton Treatment Center in Baltimore. That information can be found online at mdproton.com. And certainly, as always, we will be posting that information on whur.com. Also, want to thank Pamela Thomas. Pam, enjoy that celebratory dinner. And thank you so much for sharing with us, and continued good health to you. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, October 3rd. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me on Facebook at Harold Fisher WHUR or Twitter at H Fisher WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2.